$1,000 sneakers, 20-foot-high sandcastles for corporate parties, paintball, space tourism, and Disney collectibles. Now that you see this, we are confident you could think of how to reproduce something that was emotionally powerful to you as a child in an expensive form for adults. That's because we have conducted this exercise as a warm-up to our workshops with hundreds of managers, and they have always generated interesting ideas. What did we just do, and why did it work? In our quest for breakthrough ideas, we didn't ask you to think outside the box, nor did we ask you to think more intently inside your usual box. We gave you a new box and asked you to think inside that. Most managers and professionals are quite capable of thinking effectively inside a box. They live with constraints all the time and automatically explore alternatives, combinations, and permutations within their confined space. We have found that if you systematically constrain the scope of their thinking, but not too much, people are adept at fully exploring the possibilities, and they can regularly generate lots of good ideas and occasionally some great ones. Setting the right constraints is a matter of asking the right kinds of questions, ones that create boxes that are useful but different from the boxes your people currently think in. 10 years ago, as part of a larger project for McKinsey's strategy practice,